Okay, that was Jethro Tull and Sweet Dreams from an album that's unavailable called My God. Delaney and Bonnie and Superstar. I'm sorry about the chocolate frap that was on the record, but we did. Max broke it after. I mean, she just broke it, so that we won't be able to bum you out again if those scratches bummed you out. If your name is Alan Watts or Baba Ram Dass, then the scratches didn't bum you out. But they bummed me out. Okay, the red light has just flashed on and off. That means we have a call on the super line, so I'll have to take that and find out what it is. Captain Squid usually calls about this time. Let's find out what's going on.
Hello?
Hello, Charles.
Hello?
Yeah?
Who's this?
This is Captain Squid.
Far out. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Far out.
Listen, I just come back from New Zealand.
But I just talked to you. You were in Montreal last night.
I wasn't here yesterday.
Where were you?
I was in New Zealand.
When did you leave?
I left Wednesday.
How did you get there?
I went by my flying ship.
How long did it take?
Oh, it didn't take long. About a half an hour.
Does it cost anything? Hello?
Hello, Charles?
Yes?
Is that you?
Yeah.
Listen, in New Zealand, I did something very new.
What?
I put my head in an oven, and they baked my brain. They put it at 412 degrees, and my brain started expanding, and it started overflowing all over the place. And they told me that when I put it on 650 here, when I get back, if I put my head into the oven and put it at 650, I'm going to melt the magnesium in my brain, and the mystery's going to be solved because my brain's going to explode.
And then will you know the answer to everything?
To everything. But there's one thing. When I do this, my brain starts growing at an immense speed. My head becomes like a cauliflower, but gigantic size.
How big, Captain?
As big as a giant cauliflower.
Oh, my.
Do you know something?
What?
Norman.
Yes.
How did he know that was you? How did he know that was you?
Do you have a video, Captain?
What?
Could you imagine using your video phone? You know, Captain Squid has one of the few video phones in North America. Captain, which he developed himself. Captain, can you imagine when there's a video phone and you're just making a little everyday call to, say, to the pizza place, you know? And you can see the guys and you can see what the pizzas look like and everything, or you just make a little call for reservations. How do you turn it off, Captain?
I don't turn it off. I never turned it on.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for someone to do something that I can look at and enjoy. You know, listen, Norman.
Yes.
That's Saxophone Joe.
Yes.
Saxophone, you don't know how to play a kazoo.
Captain, I play the kazoo with one hand.
Well, I play it with two.
Okay, yeah, what were you saying, Captain?
I'm saying I'm conducting an experiment. You want to drop in?
Oh, what sort of experiment is it?
I'm going to blow myself up.
Into what?
It's a secret, you see.
Yeah? Is this classified?
No.
Does the Squid Squad send out documents to the Boston area?
Well, I could send some if you wanted.
Sure, send some over. Over.
Over.
Yeah. ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind.
John Mayall and some of the musicians who have played in Mayall bands. They include the lead guitarist of that group from Altamont, an English Indian chief, a guitar wizard who plays dominoes, a reed man noted for his heaviness, Mayall's regular group, Sugarcane Harris, Larry Taylor, Harvey Mandel, and John Mayall on piano, organ, harp, and vocals. John Mayall, Back to the Roots, on Polydor Records and Tape.
Listening to WBCN, we're in Boston. I'm Laughing Goose. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. We start out with Pink Floyd and Lucifer Sam, and then the Mothers. What's the ugliest part of your body? Alice Cooper, Is It My Body? A little Ode to Sweet 16 by Kim Fowley. I think he just died about 6 months ago, but I'm not sure. Not too many people. Nobody's ever heard that, so I don't know where I got it. I hope I didn't make it up. There Are Pants, and then There Are Pants. Now, everything from armory surplus to English imports. But what do you, whatever you call them, whether you call them trousers, slacks, or jeans, if you want the best, Levi is the name to remember. Levi makes good pants, and they price them for you sensibly. Ghibli's, if I sound out of breath, it's because I have a thing in my throat. I'm going to be x-rayed Monday. It's a good thing, though. It's, the frog in Sesame Street. We'll get into that in a little bit. We'll be talking. Also, Captain Squid will be working with me to reduce. I was supposed to have this thing gone like about 3 or 4 days ago. But it's really weird because, like, I can hear the inside of my lungs. It all happened when I quit smoking about 4 months ago. Ghibli's in Salem has just received an enormous new stock of Levi's. Every style from the original Levi jeans to awning striped stay pressed flare slacks. At first it was like I'd sit up in the middle of the night and my eyes would be wide open and stuff, and then all of a sudden it got so that my appetite was, and you know, I started to get like withdrawal and stuff like that, but I know it's all going to be worth it. Quitting smoking is, you know, it's like, it'll help me live longer and be happier. They make pants in all fabrics and many with a wrinkle-free finish. Best of all, though, is a price. The price of Levi's is very, very, very reasonable. You take a look at the Levi line at Ghibli's in Salem. They're at 150 Washington Street. There's another one in Beverly at 209 Cabot Street. They have pants and trousers, slacks, or jeans, whatever you want. Levi makes them and makes them best. They've been doing it for 120 years now. Go up to Ghibli's and find out why they say that wearing Levi's is better than wearing pants.
Cessna 81 Echo is over the Compton Airport, 5-2 at 5,000, requesting a ground-controlled approach to the Los Angeles Airport. Over.
81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control. Roger. For radar identification, turn right heading 030.
Turning right heading 030 degrees. Roger.
81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control and radar contact.
T-minus 27 seconds and counting. All reporters and oscillograph to fast.
81 Echo is turning left, 360 degrees and descending to 1,700. Roger.
Cessna 81 Echo, Roger. This will be a radar vector to final precision radar approach course.
Come on, honey.
Maintain heading 360. Elevation.
Count. 5, 10, 9, 8. Ignition. Main stage, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, +1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Go, honey, keep going, baby. Keep going, baby.
Recorders on.
Keep going. Look at her go, hon.
Go.
Thank you. Waiting.
Astronaut John West, just a few brief seconds from now, will become the first human being to set foot on the sands of Mars. The whole world is waiting. The president is here at the Manned Spacecraft Center so he can speak to astronaut West as soon as he lands. That was astronaut Max Conrad in the MREV, or Mars Reconnaissance Excursion Vehicle, who will follow astronaut West to the surface.
Right, Frank. This landing is very similar to the landing of Eagle on the moon just a few short years ago.
Seems like yesterday when...
Roger, Walter. You may proceed.
That was Houston telling West that he may proceed. All signals are go on the second attempt at a manned Mars landing. There's been no mention on board the Vulture of the ill-fated voyage of its predecessor, the Turkey. That was...
The sands look very red from here. Just one more step and...
The first words from the first man on Mars. Nearly 400 million people are listening to...
I would like to take this opportunity to publicly apologize to the world for the crimes committed by my government.
John, what are you saying? John, get back into the module and lie down. Just relax, John. Now take it easy.
This is unheard of, unprecedented. West must be confused and upset. Wait, the president has just grabbed the microphone.
Cut off his oxygen.
Hopped on a plane, Oakland, New York, Oakland, New York, New York to Marseille, yeah. I hopped on a plane, Oakland, New York to Marseille. Pigs on my trail, hey, I got to make my getaway. When a man hollers, sure got to jump, boy. You sure got to jump. Hey, you got to jump bail. When the man holler, hey, now you got to jump bail. First a fair trial, hey, and then they'll put me back in jail.
Got Alice Stewart.
I hear you've got a full-time woman now. Does she love you like I never could?
Full-time Woman's the name of the album. Alice Stewart's the name of the woman.
I lose control. I watch you play your games and roles. I guess at first I thought that I could change you.
Something from the yin side of the fence. Alice Stewart, full-time woman for sure, on Fantasy Records.
Cajun man, that man knows much about loving. It's not so hard to understand.
I forgot to tell you, the thing before Country Joe, Air Algiers, was the Conception Corporation and the first astronaut on Mars. That's from their first album and only one out to date. You're listening to WBCN. We're in Boston. It's 11:30. Happy Saturday night. Here's Tom Rush.
There is a young cowboy. He lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his own. Saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock by sweet baby James. The first of December was covered with snow, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Though the Berkshires seem dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go, there's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to see, but singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock-a-bye, sweet baby James.
Every night when the sun goes in, every night when the sun goes in, yes, every night when the sun goes in. morning. Every night when the sun goes in. Yes, every night when the sun goes in.
Flowers.